Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Devlin, Dingfelder, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, Ferrioli, George, George, Gerard, Gerard, Haas, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Cruz, Metzger, Montez Anderson, Montez Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morissette, Morse, Morse, Nelson, Brzozinski, Brzozinski, Rosenbaum, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Telfer, Berger, Walker, Walker, Whitsett, Whitsett, Winters, President Courtney.
He's here. Quorum being present, we will post the colors, and Senator Rosenbaum will lead us in the pledge. Senator Rosenbaum.
They're going to bring the American flag over there.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Today's invocation is by Sean Courtney from Carroll College in Helena, Montana.
Thanks for letting me be here again today. Let us pray. This is a prayer of thanksgiving. O God, we thank you for this earth, our home, and for the wide sky and the blessed sun, for the sea and the running water, and for the countless hills and the never-resting winds, for trees and the fields. Lord, we thank you for our senses, by which we hear the songs of birds and see the splendor of the summer fields, the taste of autumn fruits, and rejoice in the feel of the snow. Oh, so much snow. And the smell, the breath of the spring. Grant us a heart wide open to all of this beauty in Oregon. And Lord, we thank you for these men and women here that serve this great state and for all they do. Lord, we pray all this in thanksgiving. Amen.
Thank you, Senator Rosenbaum, for leading us to the pledge. Thank you, Sean Courtney, for your invocation. I'd like to extend the courtesy of the Senate to Son Michael Sebastian Courtney. Today, the pledges, honorary pages, Katie Orndorfer, Nathaniel Belsick, Kristen Craig, Kate Kitto. They are the guests of Senator Devlin. Pierre Loskow, who is the guest of Senator Telfer. We're now under the courtesies of the Senate. Remonstrances. Recognize Senator Metzger.
I apologize, Mr. President. Could I return to the order of courtesies? I hit the button too slow. You were too
Without
fast for
objection,
me.
Without objection, let us go back to courtesies.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like courtesies to be extended to my legislative assistant, Stacey Michelson, who is with me at my desk today. She came right out of Willamette University and has done just a super job, and today is her birthday. So I would ask that courtesies be extended to Stacey.
Happy birthday, Stacey. Thanks for coming here. I'd like to extend the courtesy of the Senate to you. And good luck working with Senator Metzger. Good luck. Good luck. Recognize Senator Telfer, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have the sesquicentennial history minute for the day.
What we'll do now is objection. We'll now go to the regular order of business, and we're back on remonstrances. Please proceed, Senator Telfer. Thank you.
Thank you. It comes to us from the Oregon Historical Society's online educational resources, the Oregon History Project, and the Oregon Time Web. From June 29 through July 5, 1905, the National American Women's Suffrage Association met in Portland for their annual convention. Most of the convention sessions were held at the First Congregational Church, but delegates also attended a reception in honor of Susan B. Anthony on the grounds of the Lewis and Clark Expedition. The organization leaders chose Portland for their annual convention site to coincide with the exposition. This was part of a national strategy to further advance the cause of women's suffrage in Western states. The national leaders thought the West offered the best terrain for short-term success in the drive to enfranchise women. During the convention, delegates heard rousing speeches by nationally known suffragettes, including Susan B. Anthony, Alice S. Blackwell, Abigail Scott Duniway, Carrie Chapman, Catt, Kate Gordon, and Anna Shaw. They also listened to talks by local dignitaries such as C.E.S. Wood, who expressed support for the women. Representatives from the City of Portland and the exposition welcomed the delegates. Additional convention activities included discussions of future strategies. After the convention, the organization decided to organize the campaign in support of Oregon's 1906 initiative to enfranchise women. Although the 1906 initiative did not pass, NAWSA's presence increased media coverage in the state press, which had been quite limited to that point. Oregon's male voters finally passed an initiative in 1912 granting women the right to vote 8 years before national suffrage.
Thank you, Senator Telfer. Further remonstrances? That's from the House.
Mr. President, I'm going to speak to inform you the House has passed House Bills 2203, 2625, 2261, 2318, and SB 234.
Reports from the conference committees, reports from standing committees, and reports SR 8.551, committee report summary number 34, was distributed to members today. This information will be recorded in the Journal and the Status Report, and it is so ordered. Reports from the special committees, propositions and motions, actions on executive appointments that require the Senate confirmation, introduction, and the first reading of Senate measures.
SGR 35, proposed amendment to Oregon Constitution related ad valorem property taxation requiring approval by two-thirds majority. SGR 36, proposed amendment to Oregon Constitution related valuation property. SGR 37, proposed amendment to Oregon Constitution related valuation property. SGR 39, recognizing the honorary Pelton Roundup Centennial Celebration. Senate Bill 917, where the income tax credits for health care providers and TRICARE system prescribed an effective date. Senate Bill 918, related tax credits for veterans. Senate Bill 919, related Oregon National Guard Youth Challenge Program, program money, and acquired emergency. Senate Bill 920, related Oregon National Guard Youth Challenge Program, and acquired emergency. Senate Bill 921, related Oregon Military Emergency Financial Assistance Program, money, and acquired emergency. Senate Bill 930, related backflow assembly. Senate Bill 931, related online instruction. Senate Bill 932, related income tax credits for qualifying elderly taxpayers. Senate Bill 933, related required courses of instruction. Senate Bill 936, related state financial administration, acquired emergency. Senate Bill 937, related person parking permits. Senate Bill 938, related Oregon Government Ethics Commission, appropriate money, and acquired emergency. Senate Bill 939, related income health insurance for employees at Department of Corrections. Senate Bill 940, related training costs of employees at Department of Corrections. Senate Bill 941, related Oregon International Port of Coos Bay, appropriate money, and acquired emergency. Senate Bill 942, related Oregon Climate Corps and appropriate money. Senate Bill 943, related use of state highway fund money. Senate Bill 944, related Blaine County Area Commissions on Transportation.
Senate Bill 945, when about Measure 49 claims. Senate Bill 946, when about Measure 49 claims. Senate Bill 947, when about Measure 49 claims. Senate Bill 948, when about Measure 49 claims. Senate Bill 949, when about Measure 49 claims. Senate Bill 950, when about Measure 49 claims. Senate Bill 951, related to funding for school capital construction projects and acquired emergency. Senate Bill 952, related to rights of tenants and foreclosed property and acquired emergency. Senate Bill 953, related to firearms. Senate Bill 954, related to firearms. Senate Bill 953. 955, excuse me, related to design professionals, Senate Bill 956, related to marijuana and court emergencies, Senate Bill 957, related to medical marijuana and court emergencies, Senate Bill 958, related to designated primary caregivers and court emergencies, Senate Bill 959, related to compliance with Oregon Medical Marijuana Act and court emergency, Senate Bill 960, related to medical marijuana and court emergencies, Senate Bill 961, related to vehicles, Senate Bill 962, related to enforcement of state environmental laws, Senate Bill 963, related to properties governed by declarations.
These are transmitted to the President's desk for a referral. The second reading of Senate measures, please.
Senate Bill 181, related to tax treatment of expense for use of intangible property paid to a related member. Senate Bill 202, related to construction contractors. Senate Bill 605, related to nurses.
Is it past the calendar? Is it that time? All right, let's, Senator Devlin, want to say something?
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, Senate Democrats request a caucus for 15 minutes.
Senator Farrell, you're making the same request?
Mr. President, we're fully prepared to accommodate the request of the Senate Democrats.
Okay. The Senate will be in recess until 10:45.
Bonamici. Here. Boquist. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dinkfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Gerard. Haas. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger.
Here.
Juan Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Juan Morse. Nelson. Brzezinski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Berger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Winters. President Courtney.
The Senate recessed following the order of second reading of Senate measures. We will resume under third reading of Senate measures. So ordered. The clerk will read the bill.
Senate Bill 85, relating to government ethics adjudication process and court emergency.
Chair recognizes Senator Devlin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, Senate Bill 85 requires the Oregon Government Ethics Commission to keep confidential all information considered before approving a motion to proceed on its own motion. It allows any person aggrieved to petition for a civil penalty of up to $1,000, declares an emergency, and takes effect on passage. By way of background, colleagues, the Ethics Commission can investigate alleged violations in two ways. First, based on a complaint received, or second, on the Commission's own motion. The Commission is required to keep confidential all information considered before proceeding on a complaint received. This measure makes that same requirement when the Commission investigates without a complaint. This measure has minimal fiscal impact. The agency has indicated they do not anticipate any additional work. It makes the process consistent, both for complaint-driven investigations and investigations that are brought forward by the Commission, and it passed out of the committee on a unanimous 5-0 vote.
Thank you, Senator. Is there further discussion? If not, Senator Devlin, do you wish to close? He does not. The question now arises on third reading and final passage of Senate Bill 85. Those who are of the opinion the bill should pass will answer aye as their names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Starr. Telfer.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Whitsett. Winters.
Aye.
Atkinson.
Yes.
Bates.
Aye.
Bonamici.
Aye.
Boquist.
Aye.
Burdick.
Aye.
Carter.
Aye.
Devlin.
Aye.
Dinkfelder.
Aye.
Ferrioli.
Aye.
Ferrioli.
Aye.
George. Gerard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger,
aye.
Juan Anderson, Juan Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Nelson, Brzezinski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, President Courtney. Excused. Burdick, 29 ayes.
Senate Bill 85, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. The clerk will read the bill.
Senate Bill 218, relating to crime victims and compensation program benefits.
Chair recognizes Senator Brzezinski.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, this bill comes out of Judiciary. Senate Bill 218 came out on a 4-0 vote. What this bill actually does is open up opportunities for crime victims to receive compensation, be able to get the assistance they need, and be able to get the counseling, etc. This is a good bill that actually will enhance the opportunities for these individuals who are victims of crime to be able to get this these type of benefits through the compensation plan. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Is there further discussion? If not, Senator Brzezinski, do you wish to close? He does not. The question now arises on third reading and final passage of Senate Bill 218. Those who are of the opinion the bill should pass will answer aye as their names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Telfer. Berger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dinkfelder. Dinkfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Haas. Johnson.
Aye.
Cruz.
Aye.
Metzger.
Aye.
Montes Anderson. Monroe.
Aye.
Morissette.
Aye.
Morse.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Brzozinski.
Aye.
Rosenbaum.
Aye.
Schrader.
Aye.
Starr.
Aye.
President Courtney.
Yes.
Excuse. Burdick. 29 ayes.
Senate Bill 218, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. The clerk will read the next bill.
Senate Bill 242, relating previous convictions.
Chair recognizes Senator Brzozinski.
Thank you, Mr. President. This bill also comes out of your Judiciary Committee on a 4-0 vote. Senate Bill 242 is basically codifying four different decisions that have come out of the courts, basically setting up a procedure and process that you actually have pleadings approved for a criminal offense where you're trying to elevate the statute, and this is basically setting up the framework for those individuals in those situations for the procedure that will be used in the pleadings that would be required to show a conviction in a current criminal case. There was a lot of confusion, and these four cases gave us clarity. What we're wanting to do is modify the statutes to give us that procedure and process that will be followed in our courts. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Is there further discussion? If not, Senator Brzozinski, do you wish to close? He does not. The question now arises on third reading, final passage of Senate Bill 242. Those who are of the opinion the bill should pass will answer aye as their names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Berger.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Whitsett.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Atkinson.
Yeah.
Bates.
Aye.
Bonamici.
Aye.
Boquist.
Aye.
Burdick. Carter.
Yeah.
Devlin.
Aye.
Dingfelder. Ferrioli.
Aye.
George.
Aye.
Gerard.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Cruz.
Aye.
Metzger.
Aye.
Montes Anderson.
Aye.
Monroe. Monroe.
Aye.
Morissette.
Aye.
Morse.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Brzozinski.
Aye.
Rosenbaum.
Aye.
Schrader.
Aye.
Starr.
Aye.
Telfer.
Aye.
President Courtney.
Yes.
Excuse. Burdick. 29 ayes.
Senate Bill 242, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. The clerk will read the next bill.
Senate Bill 243, relating to criminal procedure.
Chair recognizes Senator Whitsett.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 243 was filed at the request of the Oregon State Bar Criminal Law Section and passed out of the Judiciary Committee 4-0. Senate Bill 243 fixes an unintended consequence of the 2003 legislation. When the timelines for criminal motions were made the same as civil cases, it inadvertently eliminated the deemed denied date for motions of arrest of judgment. This date is important for post-trial motions because a party cannot appeal until the trial court rules on a motion. Senate Bill 243 reinstates the deemed denied date. Senate Bill 243 has no revenue impact, no fiscal impact. It's a good bill. Urge an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator. Is there further discussion? If not, Senator Whitsett, do you wish to close? He does not. The question now arises on third reading and final passage of Senate Bill 243. Those who are of the opinion the bill should pass will answer aye as their names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Walker.
Aye.
Whitsett. Winters.
Aye.
Atkinson.
Aye.
Bates.
Aye.
Bonamici.
Aye.
Boquist.
Aye.
Burdick. Carter.
Aye.
Devlin.
Aye.
Devlin.
Aye.
Dingfelder. Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Montes Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Brzozinski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Berger, President Courtney. Excuse. Burdick. 29 ayes.
Senate Bill 243, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Clerk will read the next bill.
Senate Bill 280, Billing Animal Funding.
Chair recognizes Senator Boquist.
Thank you, Mr. President. SB 280 comes from your Committee on Judiciary. No revenue impact, minimal fiscal. Came out 4-0 from the committee. Increases the penalty for crimes involved in animal fighting and adds participating in cockfighting to the list of crimes subject to forfeiture. Very similar to the dog fighting, the organized dog fighting bill of the last session. Urge an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator. Further discussion. Chair recognizes Senator Gerard.
Thank you, President Metzger. The question to carrier, please.
Will the carrier yield to a question?
Delighted, Mr. President.
He will.
Sorry, I didn't get the question to you earlier, but I'm going through here, and you made a statement that this doesn't have any fiscal impact. Could you please explain how increasing sentences could not have any financial impact?
Absolutely, Mr. President. Good Senator. This is aimed at organized crime, for better words, syndicates and groups that are involved in that. And when you go to the matrix, this is another one of the crimes that's added into the matrix. So in most cases, legislative fiscal looked at this and found out people are already going to jail. They're already going to be serving time for other things. This just puts a little bit more hammer behind it as a preventive matter. On the other end, it really doesn't have a change.
Mr. President, to the bill.
To the bill.
Colleagues, I'm going to be voting no on this bill, and I think it's really kind of absurd that we're increasing sentences from $6,250 and 1 year imprisonment to $250,000 and 5 years, or $125,000 and 5 years imprisonment at a time when someone can break into your house, steal you blind, take everything you have, and get probation. I find that just really appalling. I think this confirms that this body is weak on crime, and they want to have token bills like this. This is a joke.
Thank you, Senator. Further discussion? Senator Boqvist, do you wish to close? He does not. The question now arises on third reading and final passage of Senate Bill 280. Those who are of the opinion the bill should pass will answer aye as their names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boqvist. Burdick. Carter. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Hass. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Bonas Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Aye. Brzezinski. Aye. Rosenbaum. Aye. Schrader. Schrader. Aye. Starr. Aye. Telfer. Aye. Berger. Aye. Walker. Aye. President Courtney.
Yes.
Voting no. Gerard. Cruz. 28 ayes.
Senate Bill 280, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. The clerk will read the bill.
Senate Bill 464, with recording groups.
Now going for the hat trick today, if he knows what that is. Chair recognizes Senator Prozonsky.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 464 comes out of your Judiciary Committee again on a 4-0 vote. What this bill does is basically prohibits groups, musical groups, from advertising that they're somebody they're not. And basically we will give us a truth in advertising, as well as maintaining consumers not being defrauded, thinking that they're seeing the original live act of a artist, when in fact they're not, and actually would be paying greater amounts to see an impostor as compared to the real thing. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senators. Is there further discussion? Chair recognizes Senator Burdick.
Thank you, Mr. President. Question of the carrier.
Will the carrier yield to a question?
Yes.
Reluctantly, he will.
Mr. President, I would like to ask if this bill, you know, you always wonder where these bills come from. Is it really because somebody said Pink Floyd instead of Pretty Boy Floyd?
As much as you might think, no, it did not come from that. It actually came from the Bowser. Bowser, if you remember from your days of music with the 45s, that was the Shang-La-La.
Days of 45s?
Caliber, that's RPM on the 45.
I do actually remember, good Senator. That's a tremendous relief, Mr. President, and I will vote for this bill.
Thank you, Senator Burdick is comforted. Is there any other debate on the bill? Senator Prozonsky, do you wish to close?
No, thank you.
Question now rises on third reading, final passage. Senate Bill 464. Those who are of the opinion the bill should pass will answer aye as their names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Winters. Winters. Atkinson. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boqvist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Hass. Johnson. Cruz. Cruz. Metzger.
Aye.
Juanes Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Przonski. Przonski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Berger. Walker. Whitsett. President Courtney. Voting no. Ferrioli, Nelson, 20 ayes.
Senate Bill 464, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Clerk will read the bill.
Senate Bill 539, relating to exemptions from the insurance code.
Chair recognizes Senator Bonamici.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, Senate Bill 539A came to us from the Senate Committee on Consumer Protection and Public Affairs unanimously. It has no fiscal impact, no revenue impact, and no opposition. Senate Bill 539A is about HARP, the Housing Authority's Risk Retention Pool. HARP is a self-insurance program that's governed by an intergovernmental cooperation agreement among more than 90 public housing entities. It is exempt from regulation under the Oregon Insurance Code, but it is subject to the statutory requirements for a public entity insurance pool. Currently in Oregon, HARP can only provide insurance to public entities. Increasingly, however, tax credit limited partnerships and nonprofit corporations are developing affordable housing. Senate Bill 539 changes the exemption in the Oregon Insurance Code by expanding on the types of entities that can participate in the pool. It is drafted to assure that it includes only partnerships and limited liability corporations that are involved in affordable housing, as defined in the bill. Senate Bill 539A will make HARP's highly regarded program of low-cost insurance available to different types of entities that are engaged in the development of affordable housing. I urge your aye vote. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Is there further discussion? Not, Senator Bonamici, do you wish to close?
No, thank you.
Question now arises on third reading, final passage of Senate Bill 539. Those who are of the opinion the bill should pass will answer aye. Their names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Atkinson. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Hass. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Montez Anderson. Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Przonski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Berger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, Winters.
Senate Winters. Senate Winters. Senate Winters. Thank you.
President Courtney.
Yes.
30 ayes.
Senate Bill 539, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. First reading of the House measures.
House Bill 2203 will unemployment insurance. House Bill 2261 will use affordable housing tax credit and prescribe an effective date. House Bill 2318 will traffic offenses. House Bill 2625 will ballast water.
That's been to the President's desk for referral. Second reading of House measures. Third reading of House measures. Other business of the Senate, according to SR 8.403, committee referral list 656466. Were distributed to the members on March 9th. The referrals will be recorded in this journal and state's report is so ordered. On announcements, we are continuing to handle the calendar very well. We will not meet on Friday. To those who might be listening to me, there will be no floor session here on Friday. Are there any other announcements at this time? Senator Devlin, please.
Mr. President, Senate Democrats, please go directly to the caucus room. Please go directly to the caucus room. Sooner we get started, the sooner we'll be done.
Thank you. Senator Ferrioli, please.
Republicans will caucus as close to noon as possible. Please, members, get your lunches and come to the caucus room. Remember, we have a 12:30 field trip to look at the governor's ceremonial office today. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Ferrioli. If there are no further announcements, without objection, the Senate is adjourned until 10:15 tomorrow, Wednesday, March 11th.
Yep.